Okay. Matthew chapter 27. When the morning was come. Now that might not seem like much to you right there. But before the morning could come, a long night had to pass. Do you have any idea what it was like for that night to pass? Brother Mike, prophecy had just been fulfilled just prior to that. The Lord had to stand back and watch Peter while he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And the day ended. And when the new day came, a long night had passed. You ever sat at the hospital just waiting all night? And the doctor said, if they make it till morning, they might have a good chance. You been there? You seen it happen? I remember one time we waited till morning and we was hoping for some good news, but it did not come. And when the night had passed, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Randy, we could preach on that when the night passes. That's not my text. I'm just trying to read some scripture. I'm glad, David, for the days when the nights do pass. I'm glad for the days when the nights that are so dark that the stars can't be seen and the moon can't be seen, but the Son of Righteousness can be seen. I'm so sick and tired of being around dead churches and killers, murderers. Taylor, I'm glad you're not a murderer. What do you mean? She ain't one of them that wants to kill the church. She's testified since she's been in this church and things that's happened in her life. And she's told more stuff than most of y'all would ever want to tell. You know why? You know why she done it? She's got a clear conscience. She's got her heart right with God. She ain't hiding nothing. Folk get hiding stuff, they get quiet. They'll get defensive, they'll get quiet, and all you got to do is say something to them, and they'll jump out at you. You might be a Pharisee if you lunge out at everybody else. Let's get back to the Bible. We've got a lot to read. It's already 7:20. What time did we start? When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. What a day to anticipate. Now please, what I'm fixing to say, do not hem me up after church to tell me how you disagree with me. You want to disagree with me? That's fine. I don't mind. I don't even care. But I'm just letting you know how I feel. Just how my feelings. Well, Y'all call me and unload on me, and I got to sit there and listen. I can't get a word in sideways whenever y'all run a 9 mile. I'm thinking I've got a hold of me a Japanese. Or one of those salespeople trying to sell you, you know, insurance, they call you on. You know what I'm talking about? And they hire Filipinos that can't speak English yet. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They only call it supper. So it's my turn. They executed a man the other day. Lethal injection. I don't remember where it was. I don't mean on his body. I mean what state. And it didn't take his life immediately. Boy, they have tore that thing all to pieces. I thank God that they put the lady on TV that was kin to the man. You know what I'm talking about? She said, I don't care if he suffered. The family that he killed suffered. It was her family. You know what I said? I wish I'd have been there. I'd have said, woo! God bless you, woman. I'd let you preach at our church. Not really, but you know. Just kidding. I'm glad she said something. And that's just my opinion. That ain't in the Bible. That's just my opinion. Don't come up to me after church. I may go get something to eat, or I might go home and don't want no phone calls. And when they bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas. Which had betrayed him. You know, there's always going to be somebody in the church going to betray the church. Brother Chris, give me this little nugget from a book. You might be a Pharisee if you don't mind hurting the church. I said, that's good, Brother Chris. Keep them coming. You might be a Pharisee if you don't mind tearing the church apart. Acts 20:28. He purchased the church with his own blood, didn't he? Is that right? Is that right? Is his blood of no more value to us than that? Brother Matt, you go to the Philippines, the only reason you're going is because of the blood of Christ. I just got one suggestion for you between now and then. If you'll take my advice, if you don't want to, that's up to you, I don't care. Get to liking people. It's people going to put you over there. I don't know how. I'd pray about it. You never want to stand up in front of a church when you're trying to get some deputation. Say, just want y'all to know I don't like nobody. But I do need your money. I call that the third strike. Go sit in the dugout. Amen. I ain't never wanted nobody to bring my name up and say, then Edward. Anybody ever done your name like that? They had to? Because you tried to hurt somebody? Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself. And brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I've sinned and that I've betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? They didn't care. That wasn't their money, no way. That wasn't their money. They got it from somebody else. Illegal tax money. They stole it. You know what I hate to see? I hate to see people that used to be on fire for God and the devil stole their joy. Don't that bother y'all? Huh? I mean, people that used to weep and cry and Sister Naomi, a young Christian, y'all might well sit down. Thank you, Brother Darnell. You just said it. You thought everybody was already said. Amen, brother. Sister Naomi got down here in the altar praying. Don't condemn her. And then somebody with a burden for somebody like what? That just, a young Christian like her just got saved. Kneels down and prays with her. Ain't that a blessing? Ain't that a blessing, sister? That ain't much. Y'all ain't no blessings no more. Kayla's just still trying to be a blessing. We spend time with each other, but these new converts, they're the one that needs the training. Everybody says, well, we need a young convert class. Why don't you just take one under your wing? I'll tell you why you ain't going to take one under your wing, because you want to spend too much time gossiping with those that you are of like fellowship. Oh, yeah. Then Judas. Wouldn't you hate to know that there was a Judas in here tonight? You know what Judas is? He's a killer. He was a chosen killer. I just believe this in my heart because of the way his life fit, Brother Mike. He didn't enjoy nothing about what Jesus and the other disciples did. So where you get that from? Because he's a killer. What part of life does killers enjoy? Killing. They said, I've sinned and that I betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to it. And he cast down the piece of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the piece of the silver piece and said, it is not lawful for to put them in the treasury because it is the price of blood. Now, if these 30 pieces of silver has a terminology of identification, and I know I'm just an old dumb southern country preacher. But that process of elimination we were talking about earlier today just kind of makes me think, if this 30 pieces of silver has got a name already, this ain't the first time something like this has happened. It ain't the first time. It's called blood money. Must have been some blood money put out on somebody else. I just gotta go in the same direction of what the scripture's going. If there was blood money put out on somebody else, I just gotta kind of believe that the Pharisees was behind it too. Wouldn't that just make sense? And they took counsel again. Well, they took counsel against Jesus. Now they're taking counsel again. You know what they've done? They've formed a committee. That's why I don't care for committees. Because committees take counsel. And when they take counsel, either they go and kill somebody. Might be just a spiritual death. Might be just a wound that'll make them not never want to come back to church again. Might be something. Hey, it might be something that is a wound that you'll not be able to see with a naked eye. Might be a spiritual wound where you stab them in the heart with those harsh words that usually inflict more pain than the physical. There's things that I told Brother Mike, me and him was talking the other day. I said, Brother Mike, unless God changes your direction in life, because as of right now, he wants to be a missionary. I said, unless God changes your direction in life, and that's what I said, I told you in my office, I said, you'll never know what it feels like to pastor. So you know what that means? He'll never know what it's like to stand up in front of that church and hurt people. He don't hurt them because he don't love them. When you're the pastor and you're looking out at the faces and you see this face is interested, this face is feeding, this face is wanting to be, this face is hungry. And you're looking around and you say, oh God, please don't let me say something hurt nobody. I told Reuben Collins today, I said, Brother Reuben, I said, you get hungry 3 times a day. I said, you're going to go find you something good to eat 3 times a day. I'm going. I'm apt to go tonight after church. I got 2 places in mind, unsettled on which one. I said, the church is going to come in 3 times a week. To be fed. They took counsel against Jesus. Now they've took counsel against the one that betrayed him. You know what's happened here? They used a puppet to get their way. It's all about them. You know what Pharisees do? They're looking for somebody to use to lift them up. You might be a Pharisee if you want to be lifted up so everybody can see you. You might be a Pharisee, Joey, if you really feel like you need some recognition. You say, Brother Edward, you're preaching to me. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't it be a waste of time if I was preaching to the neighbors that don't even come to church? Sister Julie, I promise you tonight, with all that's within me, I am preaching to you. And Brother Dan. And Brother Donnie. And Sister Darlene. And Brother Aubrey knows I preach to him every service. And he complains the least. He's my friend. I love him. I appreciate him. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Good night, man. And the chief priest took the silvers and said, and they took counsel and they bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Are you telling me that strangers, all they got was a field? Is that right? That's what I'm getting. Unmarked. Let me say it like this. To a Pharisee, if a dead man doesn't equal them and believe like them, they're no names. Nobody's. Strangers. Well, I'm glad Jesus don't look at us like that. I had to stop. I was just getting plumb depressed in my preaching. Thinking about these Pharisees. Because I can think of a good double handful of them. I had to stop one time and just get my mind back on Jesus and think about how much He loved me and cared for me and what He done for me at Calvary. Brother Gary, I got to stop once in a while and just think about him, get a good breath of fresh air. I want to look at about four things tonight real quick if we can, if that's possible this late in the hour. Look back in verse 5. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. If you'll let me, I'd like to preach on this thought. Judas's rope. Judas's rope. Do you know what a rope is? It's intertwined twine. It's braided for the purpose of binding. So that something can be bound. You say, but some ropes are made to pull with, not a regular rope. Man come cut a tree down in my house one time. Come and cut a tree down. See that little rope? Wasn't but about that big around. And the tree was like this. And it was rotten. It had a big hole in the middle of it. This rope was made for pulling. It didn't look like a regular rope. He hooked to that thing, Brother Mike, and he backed off, hooked to his truck, and he pulled a tree over. I thought, wow, I'd like to have that rope. I got some more trees I'd like to pull over. But it did not look like a regular rope. But a regular rope's got stuff in it. Some of them call them horsehair. Some of them they call them nylon. Some of them's made out of cotton. And they're just intertwined. Twined. And then, once they become intertwined, they're braided to make a bigger rope. Kind of like a cable. And just for a little while, if we could look at some things that Judas went through because of his sin, and it all ended up with his rope. Yep. Amen. Judas's rope. Ropes is always interesting. Are they y'all? I like to see a cowboy that can rope a cow. I mean, I wouldn't want to be that cow. Because I just don't think it'd be fun to weigh 290 pounds or 400 or whatever, running as hard as you could and come to the end of your rope. If you've ever seen it, all four legs point out the same direction. And the head's back here. The horse don't even enjoy that. I want to look at four things, if I could, about what Judas went through. And Judas went through this, I believe Judas went through this because of his heart. Out of the abundance, you see, but the Bible says, I know what the Bible says. He said, I've chosen 12 of you and one of you is a devil. There had to be. Can I tell you this? Listen to this. 12 people. Brother Mike, why are you sitting in the back? You know you help me. I got to go all the way back there, but Darnell can't hear me when I go back there. I just preach louder. I'll do that. Yeah, I'm like you. I'll just have to preach louder. Okay. 12 disciples, and one of them's the devil. Now, I might be wrong about what I'm going to say, but I'm going to think that they pretty decent fellowship among 11 of them. One is an underminer. One of them is a sneak. One of them is doing things behind Jesus' back. He went to these folk and he asked them, "What is it worth for me to betray him?" And the best they got was 30 pieces of silver. And everything that Judas did, every part of his life, as he's one of the 12, he's having to carry a rope.
Yep. Amen.
You know what happens to a lot of people? They don't realize it, but they've got a rope. I've heard this old phrase a lot in my life. One day you're going to come to the end of your rope. You ever heard that? One day you're going to get caught. One day, you, what you're going to find out is the Lord's going to let everybody see what you really are. That's coming to the end of your rope right there. You're going to hang yourself. Daddy always said, you give man enough rope, he will hang himself. I don't want to be a Judas, and I sure don't want to have a rope. I want to look at four things if I could. I'll try to hurry, I promise. The suicide in Judas's death. Let me say this tonight. If you know somebody that's ever taken their life, please don't make fun of them. You don't know what went on in their heart. You don't know what went on in their mind. They have fought battles that you never heard about. They went through things that you'll never know about. And finally, one day, they said, enough is enough. I just can't take no more. And it happens every day. Buster Seaton, one of the greatest preachers this country has ever seen, couldn't take it no more. I'm telling you, he just stuck a pistol upside his head and said, that's it. I ain't fighting the church. I ain't fighting the devil. I ain't fighting the people. I ain't fighting no more. It's over. It'll just make you want to die. You know what I'd hate about Charles? I'd hate to know there's a Judas in here. But I imagine this here. Now, this is just a little mathematical part of life right here. If Jesus chose 12 and one was a devil, there's well over 100 in here tonight. We probably got 5 or 6 Judases. I told Brother Darnell last night, I said, if you don't know how to do nothing, if you don't know the answers when they come to you, then you at least just stand where you are and do not change. That'd hit you. If they was to take you hostage to another country, you have sworn and signed papers that you're an employee of the United States government, and you are to stand, and if they attempt to take your life, you're supposed to proudly say, I am a soldier, I'm a sailor. I knew it was something like that in the military. And maybe you can give them a serial number, a rank, or whatever, and then let them take your life. But you stand. Is that right? Is that right, Brother Neil? Judas was interested in money. Money will get you. The love of money is the root I've heard this 1,000 times. Money is the root of all evil. Absolutely not. The love of it. The love of it. Jacksonville, Florida. St. Mary's, Georgia. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't say a whole lot. There's a lot of young people in here. But they've girls working for money in St. Mary's, Georgia now. And don't come up to me and ask why. You need to listen to Brother Baker. Brother Baker will get just as... He pulls it out. I'm telling you. Woo! He preaches to all the young ladies that don't wear nun outfits. Woo! Am I right? He don't pull no punches. And he just lets you know. Well, I'm not going to say it. I can't. I'm just telling you the truth. I can't say it. Can't say it to my wife. Suicide and Judas's death. James 1:15 says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. Now, what happens is, in that process of incubation, it's just going to grow. And it gets bigger, and you get more interested, and more interested, and more interested. Are you listening? And more interested? It ain't going to be long. That lust is going to be a sin. And that sin is going to cause you to die. Now, if it ain't so, James told it. And Judas is on the way for that. Sin is suicidal. If not repented of, it'll drive you to death. That's not to say that everybody that's ever committed suicide was in the midst of some horrific sin. I said a while ago, you don't know what kind of battles they've been fighting up here. But I'll tell you this, it'll make you want to die. Psychologists don't address this problem. They're more interested in a feel-good counseling. That's what they're after. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. You need to feel better about yourself. Look in that mirror. Don't you look good? Lord have mercy. If I looked in the mirror to try to make myself look good, I'd make me suicidal. Psychologists don't care. Don't have to deal with it. Guilt over sin is a terrible burden. It's a burden. And the mind cannot handle it for long. Judas's suicide shows the helplessness. Listen to me. Judas's suicide shows the helplessness of man. When it comes to solving his own problems as he's rejected Christ. That's what he was at. Not only did he have to deal with the suicide, but he had to deal with the suffering. I don't know what happened. Everybody's got their own idea. Acts chapter 1, verse 18, tells about Judas after he has hung himself. The Bible says that somehow or another, I don't even know how to paint this picture. But he fell to the ground. And just busted his hunger. Now, I don't know if that was after several days of hanging there. I don't know if it was a very poor planned execution and he really didn't mean to do it. But because of Bible prophecy, he was going to die like that. It don't matter. He took his life. Suffering. He just hanged himself. I've heard of things like this happening, and it disturbs me. I've heard about it happening to young people. Young people, you please listen to me. How many young people's in here under the age of 16? 16 or under, hold your hands up. 16 or under, don't be scared. Hold them up. I mean, you boys, y'all need some oatmeal or something in your Wheaties. And girls in the back. And boys. They look like they're working off hydraulics. You listen to me. There'll never be nothing so bad in your life that you should entertain this kind of an idea. Never, 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 never. There ain't no boy worth it. There ain't no job worth it. No career worth it. No, what they call that, BFF, is that right? Am I saying that right? BFF, I get nervous when I start using initials and all that stuff. It ain't worth it. Let me tell you something. The dearest friend that you have on this earth, you live with. She's sitting right over there. Now, your daddy's crazy. He can hear something. Is he watching? Don't tell him I said that. But I guarantee you, there ain't nothing. That door right on her is open any day of the week. You can go to her. You want her to, don't you, sis? We know what's out there. We know! There's Judases on the outside, much less on the inside. They're out there also. Telling you girls, I'm telling you boys, you better listen. There ain't nothing, ain't a girl in this world worth it. Like, listen, any boy that you can think of is as handsome that he makes you faint when you see him. Or any girl that you might think is the same way. Just give them about 2 or 3 days without a bath and see how they sprucing up then. Amen. Me and Faith been married. We'll be 31 years January, won't it? Isn't that right? 31 years in January. I mean, we found out the truth about each other. 31 years, we've had time to find out the truth. And what's the truth? Truth is, she ain't going to let... But John says, oh, leave it alone! I'm safe, brother. She ain't going to let me watch TV and see what I want to see on it. I'm tired of watching them men that twist when they walk and call themselves carpenters. Woo! I can easily just go by there. Hey, I just kiss her on the forehead. Good night, honey. I'm going to bed. Watch what I want to see on TV. Gun smoke on there. Amen. Amen. Wild Alaska, where they shoot moose and bears and everything else. I like to see a bolt action rifle. I like it. It sounds good. Now, a pump shotgun don't sound that good. If you don't think so, ask Brother Gary. Amen. Pump don't sound that good, Brother Gary. Ask him. I ain't going to tell it. I get up in the morning. I go in there and I'll make coffee. Just for a safety measure. Stick my head back in that bedroom door and say, coffee ready. You know what I think? You know what I think? I think the older we get, we're just dying. We're just dying. And as we die, we begin to... Well. Judas was a... I should have listened when you're done like that, didn't I? The suffering. I want you to look in chapter 5, chapter 27, verse 5. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. It was sudden. He didn't dwell on it long. He was tired of himself. He was sick of himself. Proverbs 29:1 says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You know what I found out? You know what I found out, Brother Roy? I have crossed paths with very few Christians that can take reproof. I know y'all think Brother Aubrey's really crazy, but he's smart as a whip. He really is. I'm going to use this example because it worked so well one time before. Yes, sir. He remembers it. Man come by here, and I've told this before. You're visiting. You ain't never heard it. Man wanted to borrow a rope to pull himself off the interstate. I knew who he was. I knew what kind of lifestyle he had. I said, I ain't got one. And I didn't have one. I wasn't lying. Here. So I might as well not have one. I said, I don't have one. But the Aubrey says, I got one. Amen. I said, He said, oh, yeah, I do. I got one. He loaned his rope. Sister Julia, he loaned it out. That was the last time he seen it. Here's what I told him, Joey. I said, Brother Aubrey, I said, in a situation like that, when you see your pastor not pursue the help, not pursue the conversation, not try to be supportive in this, I said, leave it alone.
Amen.
Is that what I said, Brother Aubrey? Now, I've kind of preached along them lines since I've been pastoring because my pastor used to tell me this. He said, if you don't never see me do it, son, you don't do it. Make sense? That helps some of y'all. Young people, if you don't see mom and dad do it, leave it alone. I mean, you got some godly folks. Your dad is in my eyes, he's a great Christian, I'm telling you. He's a man of God. If you don't think your daddy would do it, don't do it. It'll save you some heartache down the road. And if you think mom and dad might would do it, and you know it's kind of leaning across the fence just a little bit, say, well, I wonder would the preacher do it? I was reading an article about a man. His name was Herbert W. Armstrong. A lot of people won't know who he is. That don't make no difference. He's dead now anyway. Thank you. And you know what one of the issues he had was? He loved beer. Did you know that? Yeah. He loved it. Now everybody went to church there had to tithe 20%. Can you imagine why? Well, let's just do some math right here. If I drink 6 12 packs a day, and I've only got $5, and I raise everybody's tithe to 20%, is that crazy? You know what I'm saying? If you're uncertain about something, say, you know what? I think I'll do what Bobby and Melissa does. And if I'm uncertain about that, I wonder what Brother Edward would do. And if you think Brother Edward would leave it alone, leave it alone.
Amen.
Walk off. You ain't getting smart no way. That was a detective a long time ago. Get smart. That's me. That's 99 up there. There ain't nobody in this room except just three right here knows who gets smart. You know, God bless your heart. Amen. Well, y'all wasn't saying nothing. Yeah. Somebody answer my phone. John Lynch. Matthew 26:24 said, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man betrayed. It'd been good for that man if he'd never been born. Can I say this? Can I say this tonight? Judas had one goal. It started out with money, but it ended up with murder. And the only way for him to find any kind of peace, don't never say if Judas was married, but wouldn't it be safe to say if he had a wife at home, that relationship was miserable? Because he was a sneak, he was a lie, and he was a thief. What kind of woman would be happy married to that? I knew that would burn that crow's nest, wouldn't it? Matthew chapter 26, verse number 50. All this has gone on, and Jesus said unto him, friend, that might not do nothing for you right there, but that just boggles my mind. Friend, wherefore art thou come? You know when I read that text right there? Brother Mike, you know when I read that, you know what I think about? When I read about the Lord Jesus Christ talking to Judas and calling him friend and saying, wherefore art thou come? You know what scripture comes to my mind? Adam, where art thou? God knew where he was. You know what God was doing? Giving him a chance to confess. In his confession, he's going to repent. You know what Jesus was fixing, was going to let Judas do? Wherefore art thou come? What if you say, but it was prophesied, he had to betray him. I understand that. But what would Jesus have done if Judas would have fell down at his feet and begged for mercy? That's exactly what he'd have done. You say, there ain't no way to give it to him. He gave it to me. Didn't he? He gave it to you. And he gives it to us every day. Disgruntled, unhappy, bitter, mad, full of hate. And we can say, Lord, please forgive me. And he'll say, if he spoke his mind, if he spoke what he knew, he'd say, you just going to do it again. But you're broken right now, and I'm going to forgive you. What a God. What a Savior. Woo! Glory to God. What a Savior. What a Savior. What a Savior that'll forgive us even though we know we don't deserve it. And the track record shows we're going to do it again. I want you to look last at the shame in Judas's death. We looked at his suicide and we looked at his suffering. We look how quick it took place, the suddenness, but I want you to look at the shame. His death brought forth nothing but a field. What nothing profitable growing there is just a field. Called a field of blood. Judas sold, listen, Judas sold his soul for 30 pieces of silver. Judas betrayed the King of Glory for 30 pieces of silver. Exodus, I think it's in chapter 1. the price of a slave. 30 shekels. That's what a slave would bring on the auction block. Those shekels was worth 50 cents a piece. The Lord Jesus Christ was sold for $15. And here's what Judas got out of it. Listen real close. Next time you want to hurt the church, next time you want to talk bad about the body of Christ, here's what Judas got out of it. When he took them over to Jesus, he identified Jesus as the one that they was looking for. Probably at the very best, besides the silver, he might have got a thank you out of some Pharisees. At the best. That was his glory. Okay. The piece that he was longing for was 15 pieces of silver. That didn't take place. Once he got it, once it became his possession, once he saw how unfulfilling it was, once he saw that it was not satisfying, he said, I'm giving it back. So what are you saying, Brother Edward? You better be careful of what you're trying to find, what you're trying to get a hold of, what you're trying to look for.
Amen.
But you might just get it. And once you get it, you're going to see that all you're doing with what you got is tearing up the name of Christ. Are you listening? What a shame. That feel meant nothing. That life was wasted. If he had a mom and dad that was still alive, they would have been so ashamed. I wonder what the other disciples thought about how he had just betrayed their Savior. Now, I'm going to bring it down to us. If you and I aren't careful, the devil will use us as a Judas the same way. And you'll betray Christ. You'll betray His church. You'll betray His bride. You betray everything that He loves just because you became a Judas. Just for one little tiny small time frame in life of glory. Look what I did. I'll tell you what He did. That rope he'd been carrying around, it's time to use it. It's time to use it. He'd come to the end of it. Nothing else to make him happy. Nothing else to make him content. Would you come to the piano, please, and play real softly, please? I just want to say this tonight. You say, is this message to me, Brother Edward? This message is a warning for everybody. How could you say this is for one? This message is for everybody. A warning. You know what I don't want to be? I don't want to be, Sister Mary, I don't want to be that Judas. I promise you this. If I thought tonight, listen real close to what I'm fixing to say. I know you didn't believe this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If I thought tonight that the rest of my ministry was going to be an embarrassment on Camden Baptist Church, I would tomorrow start getting my books that is in that office, them books in there belongs to me. I'd start unloading them books out of that office, and I'd just tell you, find you another preacher, because I ain't going to hurt this church. Because Christ loves it. Christ loves it. He died for it. He died for it. You'd die for your children. The wife would. I don't know about the man. Most men ain't going to give their life for nothing because they're wanting the glory. The women would die for them. And not think twice. I want to ask you tonight, is it possible, maybe tonight, that there's been some time when the devil come by and tried to talk you into being a Judas? Trying to talk you into betraying the church, betraying your friends? Betraying one another, betraying your parents? Is it possible tonight, are you listening to me? Is it possible tonight that the devil might have come by and said, hey, you know what? I don't even know why you go back and forth down that church down there. Because all they ever do is just preach right straight to you. You know if you come, I'm preaching to you. Am I? Have I preached to you tonight? Hallelujah. How else do we get help? Brother Darnell used to tell me, he said, I thank God for my preacher that preaches to me. I need help. My pastor used to see me do dumb things and wrong things. He'd say, hey boy, you better stop that. That's the way they used to preach to us, Brother Gary. I seen Brother Leroy get so mad one night at church service. I'm telling you, mad, son, madder than a wet setting hen. People was arguing over who was going to play the drums. Was there anybody there that night? Was you there that night? I know my wife was. I think y'all was there. He reached across this little railing banister. And he said, I'm thinking he didn't cuss, but whoo-wee. It was closer than what we thought. He grabbed them cymbals and throwed them in the floor and stomped the life out of them. And argue over that one time. Why don't y'all fuss about that a little bit? Stomped them. He's heavy enough he could hurt them. And then he says, what y'all's problems is, you worry about things too much. Ain't that what he said? And the next thing come off was his watch. I said, oh, Lord. Throwed it in the floor, stomped the crystal out of it. I don't know what that's got to do with anything spiritual. Oh, yeah, he was just regaining control of what he's doing. Because there'd been some Judases in there. They'd be going behind his back. And they'd been being disgruntled. Are you listening to me? They'd been deceiving other sheep. And that old man of God, in just a few short minutes, took order. I ain't fixing to stomp my watch out because I ain't like him. I want to ask you tonight, has the devil ever provoked you to be a Judas? Has he ever provoked you to be disgruntled, unhappy in your Savior? Ever made you feel like you'll just quit and walk off? That's what it does, ain't it? If you don't keep your faith in Christ, you'll never see the Philippines. If that's what God wants in your life, you say, I'll just make up my mind and go. Do it. Do it, big boy. Just go on over, grab that woman and grab them four kids and they'll all suffer and be miserable as 40 devils, and she'll come back with them, and you'll have Filipino child support to support. That makes sense. Child support. That's what I mean, from the Philippines. Has Judas ever looked like maybe you might be kin to him? Let's all stand together.